Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impress.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. All right, y'all. Before we get started, we'd like to thank K18 for presenting today's episode. And if you've been a listener, you know Sarah and I sing the praises of K18. We love this brand. We have talked about how innovative it is, how they really turned the hair mask on its head, made it convenient for people, made people actually want to care for their hair, especially when you have a sea of products that you have to go and wash and, you know, condition your hair, and then you have to put the mask in, and then you have to wait 10 minutes. And then it's like, do you get out of the shower? Do you do an everything shower? Do you shave your legs? Like, what do you do in that time that you're waiting for this mask to quote unquote work? K18 said, nah, we're not doing that anymore. We want you to get in and out of that shower. I think personally, maybe Sarah, you agree, I feel like you do, that the biomimetic hair mask was made for moms. It's like in and out. And we just absolutely love K18 and what they stand for in terms of science and innovation in the hair space. Some of you, 250 of you to be exact, have gotten a preview of the newest and latest innovation from K18 that we're going to talk a lot about in this episode. We figured, okay, we need to go straight to the source, have the expert on to share all of the goodness and get you guys excited about this launch if you haven't been able to try it. I feel like after y'all listen to this episode, you're going to be fiending to get your hand on this new launch. But without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the podcast Suveen Sahib, co-founder and CEO of K18.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, Kirby. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. And I wish I could kind of clone your advocacy by a power of a billion. I would be away on a vacation then.
No need to do that, because believe us, all of our listeners here, And like we were saying to you before we started recording, friends, family, everyone is a huge, huge fan of K18.
Yeah. I mean, really what you guys have done, especially in terms of brand awareness, like Sarah and I remember going into Spoken Wheel actually in February of 2020 before everything shut down in Los Angeles and trying K18 for the first time. We'd never heard of the brand, didn't really know much about it, just heard that there was this revolutionary hair product that was proven to change the integrity of your hair. And I remember I went, I got that service and I was like, my hair feels so different than it's ever felt, A. And B, we went home with the little tiny, tiny tubes. There were three little tubes and they were instructing me, okay, this is what you take home to use, but you have to use a pea-sized amount because you don't want to use it all in one setting. And I was like, I have to use a little bit more than a pea-sized. I was getting every single last bit of it out of those tubes during the pandemic because it was a way for me to have self-care at home in those early days. So I remember thinking like, oh, this is such a great product. I hope more people can get their hands on it. And then a lot of things changed. But Suveen, on that note, before we get into all of the goodness that you have to share about that, you started in tech. And I'm really curious, how did you get into hair? We know your wife, Britta, is also in the hair community. So share with everybody what made you want to take a fork into the beauty industry.
I was working in the tech industry and I had a startup, which was, this was I think around 2011, 12, early version of Zoom. I believed in that world, a little ahead of the time. And I was kind of helping Britta, who was the founder of Aquas, and she had this hair towel. And I had no idea what this was about. You put a hair towel on your head, it's drying hair. That was my kind of interpretation of that. And long story short, there was an incident and there was a friend of mine who is a film director out of New York who loves the towels. He used to kind of buy a lot of those towels for his friends and for his family. And he's got bald hair. And the way he spoke passionately about Aquas like intrigued me and it kind of piqued my attention. What's this product that he so much loves about? So I kind of started kind of looking out for reviews. And but I used to sell on Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond in those days. And you kind of, you know, that drying of hair is such a struggle for many of us. And the part that really kind of stood out was the fact that this hair towel, which is not really adding anything to the hair, could make hair healthier and stronger and actually kind of cut down on frizz without adding anything to the hair. And how could it do that? That took me down the rabbit hole of trying to kind of understand biology more from a perspective of the interaction of water and hair, and more so chemically damaged hair. Only to realize that what looks like a fiber outside is actually one of the most sophisticated biological composites. You have these intermolecular chains inside the hair. Nothing is bound by these, by anything fixed. These are all amino acid chains interacting by electrostatic forces, interacting with the environment, interacting with alkalinity, bleach, and others. The reason why this hair towel was working was because it understood the biology of hair. So by simply wicking the water out of hair in the first few minutes, it was able to reform the bonds and was also able to kind of reform a lot of keratin matrix inside. That's how it made hair stronger. And that kind of got me taking a deep dive into the biology and realizing that this was not just about the hair towel. It was about the whole hair industry, where for generations, we created products that mask the damage. It's like the skincare of the 80s. Foundations was skincare. But fast forward, we know in the skincare industry, how do you kind of take care of your healthy skin and then makeup and everything else will work better. But when it comes to the hair care industry, that narrative hasn't changed in the last 100 years. It's hair makeup that continues to drive hair care. So that's how I got into it.
And if you guys didn't catch that, so Aquas, which is an incredible hair towel. It's almost like, so I remember in the early aughts of YouTube, I think it was like Michelle Phan or someone was like, I don't use a towel for my hair. I use a t-shirt because it's less damaging to your hair cuticle. And I remember being like, okay, weirdo, whatever. Like, do as you put. Actually, I was like, that's genius. And then these towels came out and the whole point was that
you were helping to remove the water without actually roughing up your hair cuticle and damaging the molecular structure of it, which is so cool.
And also, it was super cute. I remember doing that desk side, and I can't remember what stylist like washed my hair and then like styled it or whatever. But I remember specifically like being introduced to this product and being like, oh my gosh, this is one, so smart, but two, looks so cute. And like, let's talk, like, we can't even talk about all the people who have tried to like imitate.
Yeah.
Often imitated, never duplicated, similar to K18.
Yep.
You're so right about that. On that front, you're so right. If there's any one product that every woman out there, anyone who loves hair should have, it's a specialist hair towel that can dry your hair quickly without damaging it. And that makes all the difference with hair.
Agreed.
Totally. Okay. So you mentioned you went down this rabbit hole. You were doing a lot of research in hair. And you found that protein engineering had applications that related to hair.
Correct.
That is above my pay grade. What did you discover?
So first of all, K18 was designed on a computer. It wasn't formulated in a lab like we do in beauty. Protein engineering is how we kind of go about in synthetic biology and biotechnologies. As I said earlier, hair is one of the most sophisticated biological composites. So you have these molecular chains, and they get disrupted by extreme alkalinity, bleach, humidity, heat, and you can't just kind of reconnect them. And that's what kind of took us kind of looking at synthetic biology. And we mapped the entire keratin genome, the whole protein expression of this keratin genome. And over a period of 10 years, worked through every sequence that makes keratin. Think about it. This keratin is one of the most critical proteins in the human biology. It's 100% of your hair, 95% of your skin. It lines your mucous membranes, your lungs, and everything, and it heals your skin and hair. So using proteomics, we went about this entire exercise and looking to kind of see which is a sequence which could kind of get into the hair and could reconnect these molecular chains so that they could naturally interact back with these side bonds, with the keratin-associated proteins, all of which together form the hair matrix. And by reconnecting these, and they run along the length of the hair, you could actually get back hair back to its natural state of elasticity and strength, which is what healthy hair is about, and without weighing it down.
In the 90s, it was like, oh, you should trim your hair because that's how your hair grows longer. Remember that we just kind of like completely forgot about the scalp and that hair grows out of the scalp? Isn't that wild what marketing can do? It's crazy.
Absolutely. And to your point, hair, scalp, and microbiome is one integrated habitat. We talk about healthy hair starts with healthy scalp. What you don't know is that healthy scalp also starts with healthy hair. That's the reason why when you have hair is thinning, the scalp gets exposed to the UVB radicals, to the UVA radicals, to more aggressors, and then gets aggravated and it starts interacting with that. And that in turn starts to disrupt the microbiome, which in turn starts disrupting back the hair habitat. I mean, an interesting site we were doing a clinical study, and we all talk about many of us have a dry scalp. Now, if you're using a lot of chemical services, you will have dry scalp, understood. But within that dry scalp, what we learned was in our early clinical studies was that a lot of those dry scalps had a different fungal loads, which had low diversity. And many of these fungi love lipids, which means they're loving every bit of sebum that's on your scalp. The solution to that is not more nourishing. The solution to that is actually recalibrating the microbiome habitat. And that's what will in turn address dry scalps. Not simply that if my scalp is dry, I need to kind of add more nourishment to the scalp and it's going to be less dry.
Wow. So, okay, we've talked about the science behind K18, and maybe this next question will lend itself to more science, but how does K18 truly separate itself from other products that claim to totally change the infrastructure of your hair or make the cuticle smoother or whatever? And on a second part of that, is it a bond builder? I think that that is a term that has been really, really buzzy lately, especially in the beauty industry. Do you call K18 a bond builder? I know biomimetic is inherent to the K18 brand, but how do you feel about the term bond builder?
First of all, this is not about bond builders. When I spoke about these molecular chains inside the hair, think about ladders. Millions of interconnected ladders. And when you think of a ladder, it's got the sides and it's got the rungs. Imagine because of these chemical services, both the rungs and the sides break. What do? You can't get onto the ladder. Now, imagine if you connected the rungs, would you be able to get onto the ladder? No. You kind of patch the rungs. It doesn't help. You need, if you reconnected the sides as well as the rungs, that's when you have a working ladder. And that's where what K18 is about. You have the bond builders, they temporarily connect these rungs, but you have a broken ladder. What K18 does is reconnects both the rungs and the sides and the interactions with the other millions of ladders that together inside form hair. This is what makes K18 special. The second thing about K18 wasn't just about the peptide. Even the formulation of K18, the primary formulations were designed in the computer using computer modeling techniques. You don't do that in the beauty industry because for us, this wasn't about even K18 peptide on its own. It was about how do you protect the integrity of that K18 peptide and how do you target it to where it needs to go. This is what you do in the pharma industry. That when you talk about drug delivery, not just the active, but how do you kind of get it to its target site. And for that, you build out these computer modeling techniques of solvents. So before you even go to a secondary formulation, which is about tactile experiences, smell, and others, you have to go through this entire process to kind of get a product to do what it does. And that's why K18 is so transformative.
K18, as Kirby mentioned, it started in salons with professionals, but it really blew up during the pandemic because of TikTok. Was it always your goal to bring it to the consumer for us to be able to use at home?
Sarah, I don't believe in professionals or consumers. What I believe is in communities. For us, it was about creating and nurturing a community of stylists who understood the biology of the hair and looked at products like K18 to express their artistry and be able to do that with less frustration. Imagine as the pandemic happened and you had very limited space in salon. You couldn't bring many customers into the salon. You couldn't have those 40 minutes locking in of the wash basin. That's where K18 made a difference. Like you said, Kirby, earlier, you put in the hair, you dry, put it on the hair, and off you go. You're not spending 40 minutes on treatments. And then we were the first ones to socialize the 3D model of hair to the stylist community, both in the US and globally. Because when stylists are educated, they can educate and they can help our communities understand hair better. And that's the reason why it wasn't just about stylists trying K18 on somebody's hair. It was about trying it on their own hair to feel the difference. And then when it came to the influencers, KOLs, like you said, Kirby, you were at a Spoken Wheel salon. We made sure that anyone who had any voice out there would have her or his first experience of K18 salon. And this in turn started nurturing that flywheel of advocacy. And around the same time, you had TikTok taking off. For us, TikTok wasn't about entertainment. It was about education and entertainment together blended, because the science was so complex. So we needed to find a way of deconstructing the science and converting it into very digestible nuggets that stylists and our communities would be able to understand and love. And that's how the edutainment started building and it started fueling the momentum. I know when we launched our first TikTok campaign, this was at the launch of Sephora, we got about 10 billion views. We were like blown away. Oh my God, can we ever do this again? And next year, as we kind of were launching at Salon Centric, which is the biggest community of stylists in North America, we launched a TikTok campaign specifically for the stylists, K18 results. We thought it'll get probably about a couple of 100 million. It got 12 billion. But that's the power of the stylist. When they love your product, when they kind of see it transforming their artistry, when they see it transforming the hair experience of these clients. And then the clients go back and you continue with that experience. The next day hair, you continue. And like you said, Kirby, doing it with less complicated routines, less products, that's where the magic lies.
Okay. I have two follow-up questions to that. So was the plan always to come out with the, you know, signature mask, the $75 one for the general public? Was that always the goal, or did COVID help expedite that launch a little bit more quickly, since it was like, oh, okay, people aren't going into hair salons right now. We want people to be able, because y'all were a baby brand.
That's a great question. Actually, the hero in the salon is the K18 Repair Mist. It's a product that you use on your hair. It's a pro-only product, and the stylist spray it onto the hair, and it basically fortifies the hair against all damage. And then it makes the color work much easier. The mask was supposed to be the follow-on after the color service, because during the color service, there would be a degradation of some of that fiber integrity, and that's what the mask would solve. But the mask had such a strong tactile experience that it became the hero both inside and outside of the salon. It was never intended to be that way.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember when K18 really blew up on TikTok? Is it from that Sephora campaign, or was it from a specific influencer or stylist on TikTok?
First was the Sephora campaign, which was the hair flip, that beauty of the transformation and the spontaneity of the transformation is what really kind of started, right? Kind of aggregating a whole lot of creators wanted to kind of jump onto that campaign. We also had Alex Earl in between, and then the K18 results campaign, which was focused on the stylists, where we had globally several hundred stylists kind of come together and really kind of create those befores and afters with their K18. Those together is what kind of really fueled the momentum across the globe. I mean, I remember like last year, probably we generated more than 500 million assets.
That's crazy. And those are organic.
Organic.
That is what a brand can only dream of.
Yeah.
And it all starts with the love. When the community loves you and they see the products working and it also simplifying their lives, yes, there's a place for it.
Listen, I feel like I love doing my hair, but it is very time consuming. Like, you have to set aside a time. It affects my entire schedule. If I yes. have work to do and then I want to go to the gym and then I need to take a shower. I don't know how the working mother does it, a la Sarah, but even for me as a singular woman with a dog, it's hard to find the time. But
you have to like work backwards. You're like, I have this event on Tuesday, which right. means I need to wash my hair on Monday night, which means then I have to do my workout that morning. It's just like, it's too much.
It is too much. But we are grateful for products that make it a little bit easier.
Yes. Okay. On the frizz front, which we know that I have been struggling because of these baby hairs that are sprouting out, I'm so grateful for Way's anti-frizz creme. It is a beautiful product. I have been using it and it's been saving me time because it does it all. It provides that immediate frizz control and it lasts for 72 hours, which is incredible. It helps reduce and repair my split ends. And according to Consumer Perception Study, which I am included in that, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. There's tons of other Way products that we are devoted to.
Put a dollar in the jar every time I talk about the detox shampoo. That is the best shampoo of all time.
You should put your face on it, like a no, sticker on it, because I do think of you when I use it.
I love it. It's thick. You don't need a lot of it. You lather it up nicely in your palm. You put it on your head. It makes your hair clean, your scalp clean, but it's not too clean feeling, which, yep. you know, I don't want it to feel like squeaky clean. That's not the exactly. vibe I'm trying to get off.
Exactly. So pick up that shampoo, pick up the anti-frizz creme, and get 15% off. So go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code GLOSS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GLOSS.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk a lot about, I just said it in the intro, but we talk a lot about the innovation with K18 and the finding of the white space and being able to fulfill something that people are going, I want ease of use. I want my hair to actually transform, but I don't necessarily want to go into a salon. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I want it to be able to fit into my schedule. You have now launched another innovation, the new baby. And I think this is probably y'all's biggest launch since the mask, which is Airwash Dry Shampoo. Okay, so I want to walk through this product because, first of all, Sarah and I have been testing it in our little clear tester bottles since January, December? I can't remember when we got it. It was pretty early on.
I think it was December. We've had it for a while.
And what do you think about it?
I'm going through. I'm almost finished with mine. I'm obsessed. It's a game changer in so many ways, but especially if you have bangs. Just telling you right now, if you have bangs, you're going to freaking love this thing. But the Airwash Dry Shampoo, it's kind of the first foray into the brand getting into styling products, but it has elements of hair care as well. Why did K18 feel that going into a dry shampoo made the most sense at this point?
That's a great point you make, Kirby, and I'm kind of loving when you call it a game changer. I mean, think about it. Like, right from day one, our vision has been, how do you create products that are not only transformative, but actually simplify routines? It's about, we believe less is more. And you said, why do you use a dry shampoo in the first place? You use it to extend that hair experience between the washes. The more you can extend it, the better it is. And refresh your hairstyles, add volume, and absorb excess oil. Now, if you were to step back for a moment and think about our daily routine, we have processed our hair at the salon, chemically smell the color, perm, straightened it. We then wash it multiple times, dry it multiple times, creates its own aggravation onto that hair. We're using styling tools, blow dryers. They disrupt sebum regulation. Then using products which have got different pHs, all of them have their own interactions with both the scalp and the hair. And finally, the environmental pollution. You walk out, you got microparticles, you got all kinds of pollution which aggravates. Now, this is the environment every day you interact with. The reason of getting in the dry shampoos was about extending this and kind of simplifying this environment. But do they really? Not really. You have the heavy powder and the starches. They absorb the oil, but they leave behind a heavy buildup. Then you got the white cast, which is left behind by the starches, which in turn starts making the hair look dull and dirty after a while. Then on top of that, you got these heavy fragrances. Yes, some of us love it, but not everyone loves it because that's how they mask the odor from the sebum. Whether you've gone on to a, because as the hair is recalibrating and the scalp is trying to kind of compensate for those aggressors, it produces more sebum, which makes hair more oily. And not only is it that feeling of oily, there's an odor associated with it. And on top of that, if you're going to a gym or a run, there's more odor. So it's a feeling of oiliness also, which we want to kind of eliminate. And then after multiple uses, you have this heavy buildup, overpowering fragrance. And you say, oh my God, I can't wait till I wash it. I'm done with it. This has been the challenge in this category. And that's why we went back to the drawing board. We said, this is not about how do you create another dry shampoo. We need to kind of solve each of them fundamentally. So it was, first of all, how do you create technology, which is the odor binding protein that we kind of developed? It's not another masking technology. Over the last 7 years, 8 years, we were trying to understand how our olfactory senses actually interact with odors. And then we synthesized a protein which actually encapsulates these odors and eliminates it through the olfactory system, not just neutralizing an odor. We have a kind of a go online. You'll see a lot of scientific research, published scientific research on by Professor Arthur Coppola, who was our chief scientist on this subject. So it was about that feeling of odor, which brings in that urge to wash. So that was the first thing that we want to solve. Number two, the problem of starches. And that's where we went to natural silica-based microbeads, which had the ability to absorb these oils and not weigh down and not leave behind a white cast or leave behind the buildup. Then bringing in biotech-produced microalgae, which would help regulate that sebum production on a continuous basis. And that in turn, putting it into a delivery format, which you've seen is unique, which may have made you wonder in the first place, my God, is this really a dry shampoo? That's what we kind of wanted to put together. And in that sprayable form, it's not an aerosol form. Because as you know, aerosols contribute to the greenhouse impacts and many other challenges. And that's why we wanted to solve all of these, because we wanted to create a product that was sustainable in the first place. And this is what the dry wash is all about.
So I will just say, when you mentioned, you were like, when people look at it, they're going to be like, is this even a dry shampoo? I have to admit, when the sample was sent to me, because there was no label, I was like, what is this? I wasn't sure what it was. And I think I even asked Kirby, I'm like, is this what we're trying out? Like, is this the dry shampoo? It's so different. Kirby and I have tried so many hair products at this point that we can't even count, especially I will say like dry shampoo, because, you know, from let's say 2016 to 2020, it was like everyone was coming out with a dry shampoo that did exactly what you said, you know, like it was all aerosol. For me, especially being, you know, having darker brunette hair, like always left a white cast on my scalp. The fragrance was so strong, you know, you could call out like a dry shampoo just based on the scent. And you'd be like, oh, that's this, that one's from that brand or whatever. Like so recognizable. Like this basically is like erase everything you know about dry shampoos and like let me deliver like this new innovative product. So like I just think it's so brilliant. And like Kirby was saying, we've been using it. We've been loving it. We're almost done with our samples. I can't even imagine how difficult it was to create it as like a liquid format versus the aerosol. Can you tell us like what that was actually like?
That was one of the hardest things, because there's a reason why dry shampoos have always been aerosol formats, because you have this liquid solid particle emulsion that you need to kind of deliver and do it in a fine mist. And the only ones that can kind of do it well are aerosols. But for us, that was, as I said, at the drawing board, that was not an option. And working through that delivery format, making it sure that it can work. And if you kind of notice it, I would love to kind of hear more about your experiences. What did you first think when you tried it? And how did it feel on the hair? I would love to kind of hear more about it, because I'm very, very curious still. But being able to do that in a structure and in a very concentrated form and without impacting your style, it was one of the hardest problems to solve out there. I'm happy that we made a good start there. I'm not saying this is the ultimate version, but I'm very happy where we ultimately ended at this point of time. So tell me, what was that first experience when you sprayed it on your hair? Weren't you scared that, oh my God, my hair is going to get wet and the style is going to get lost?
Yes, Suveen, because that's the thing. It's not just a different dry shampoo. It is a different product altogether. There are no other products that I use on my hair that I spray a wet liquid onto my dry hair. Everything that might be a spray is on damp hair before I style, before I dry my hair. And so I remember Sarah and I were like, you know, shaking it up with a little ball in there. And we're like, how is this going to work? And it feels foreign when you're spraying it, because you're like, is this going to wet down my hair? It truly is like magic that it doesn't. I personally love it for my bangs. And I love that you talk about the delivery system, because I think a lot of dry shampoos depend on that aerosol delivery system to either volumize the hair or give the hair the fluffy look. And it's not actually so much the product more than the velocity at which it's coming out of the can and kind of shooting the hair up and making it less stuck to your head. And I thought to myself, there's no way that this is actually going to pay off. And truly, I don't wash my hair all that often, maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And I am using this in between every single day. No buildup, no heaviness. And especially once you learn how to use it. And for our Glamjulinos that are part of Los Angeles Confidential, they know we sent step-by-step instructions. Like, don't use anything else with it. We want to know how you're going to like this by itself. Don't get all up in there. Hold it far enough so that you're not saturating your hair like you want it to get wet. And I'm really curious to see how everybody else is liking it, because Sarah and I are truly obsessed with it. It's a staple now in my routine.
Yeah. And I think too, like there is like a learning curve and education out because it's so different. And again, it's like unlike any other dry shampoo that we've used. But also I remember like being like, I actually don't need that much of it. Like you really don't need that much. Whereas, you know, with dry shampoo aerosols, you're like, you're just like in this cloud, in this like white cloud mist, and you're like coughing. But like you really, a little goes such a long way, which I also found to be so incredible. I'm like, how is this possible?
Thank you. I love both those call outs that Sarah and Kirby, you made. One about the fact that you use so little of it. It's not kind of spraying and blasting here. And the second one, when you are kind of not using a delivery system to create that or of, yeah, like you said, that element of, oh my God, this is game in my hair volume. The fact is, this is a testament to how the formula and the product has been, the integrity of that and what it's been thought through every element, which is how do you kind of extend the hair that and that salon hair experience in between the watches and without disrupting hair, without disrupting the scalp integrity, and being able to kind of eliminate those odors and being able to kind of absorb those oils. So do fundamentally what a dry shampoo was always intended to do.
And when we were talking with your team about, you know, getting this out to people, which, by the way, hats off to the Glams for not spoiling the surprise, because this was a highly, highly confidential launch. And we want to be able to do more of them. So thanks for not getting us in trouble. But when we were talking to the team about it, we were like, okay, great. You know, sure, we'll get you 250 testers. Who is this for? Like, and who is it not for, actually? Is there a certain hair type this is not for? And your team was very adamant. All hair types should feel comfortable testing out this product. I'm curious, how long did it take you to develop Airwash?
The odor binding technology has been in the works for almost about 8-9 years. You don't develop molecules like those just out of the blue. And those technology that we kind of built around there has applications in hair. It has applications in personal care, beauty, and others. And then building up on the dry wash took us almost about 3 years.
So almost about as long as y'all have been around.
Yeah, almost exactly. And that's the reason that a lot of technologies that we can be, when you had to think about, you have to take a 5 to 10 year view, and that's how you kind of building it up. You can't create innovation next season.
That is the truth.
Okay, Suveen, can you tell us, there are so many hair care companies out right now and, like, you know, small indie hair brands. We have dubbed 2024 as the year of hair, which we're so happy about, you know, because there's still a lot of people who I feel like have not found their perfect hair care product, even just a shampoo and conditioner that can work for their hair type. So it's really amazing to see how diverse and inclusive the category has become. But what are they up against? What are hair companies up against when it comes to being successful? Like, how do you think K18 was able to overcome those issues and being one of the number one hair care brands that exists today?
Before I answer that, let's kind of take a step back and think about the beauty in totality. The genesis of our beauty industry has been in cosmetic chemistry. And it's given us great outcomes. Look at makeup, color, styling. But if you think for a moment, cosmetic chemistry does not fully understand biology. So it can't be your stand-in for repairing hair and skin and that biology. When you understand biology, be it hair or skin, then only you can craft products that serve that biology and in turn transform biology. And this has been the challenge in the beauty industry. And more so in hair, where if you think about it even today, most of hair care is hair makeup. That's how the foundation was. You're less likely to buy today's skincare product from a makeup company. There are some makeup companies who are kind of making those crossovers, but those are still far and few between. But when it comes to the hair, everything is defined as hair care. We need to first of all separate out hair care from hair styling and hair makeup. We picked up a lane which was about hair care, and that took us down that path of understanding biology at a very deep level, and all, not only understanding biology, but creating those tools and doing those investments several years ahead of the time into synthetic biology and biotechnology tools so that we could create, work with the biology and create a product that transforms that biology. And that's why, whether it's the K18 peptide or it's the odor binding protein and many other synergistic tools that we are building. In the industry, it's always been about, let's kind of create hair care products. All we do is mask the damage, and there's this crossover between styling, makeup, color, and with the result that you create a lot of mediocrity in the industry. The second part is, if you created a transformational product, apply common sense which is a very undervalued asset in across, to really kind of build up what creates your advocacy model. In our case, we picked up our lane again over there. Where would K18 have the most impact? It's someone who loves expressing her or his hair, because with that hair comes a lot of chemical damage. That's what we solve. So they would become our biggest champions. And making it work for them was a singular goal. And not only solving it, that transformation, they are the ones who also experience the most frustration, be it a stylist or be it the consumer. And both of them were looking to, look, I want that. I want that. I want to be able to color my hair every 6 weeks, straighten my hair. I don't want to be kind of a lady with 600 different products, routines, spend hours blow drying my hair. So that's what really helped us. Picking up a very clear lane helped us build out the product architecture and then for whom it would work. So nothing super smart that we have done. It's just that we chose to focus. And you've seen, as businesses, the more the business focus, the more the ability to create great products and connect with the audiences who love this product. Also, pick for example, yes, a different industry, but creating a cutting-edge solution and disrupting an industry is where the biggest ROI is, and which is where the advocacy lies.
Agreed. Okay. We got to talk about something big before we let you go, Suveen. So at the very end of 2023, people are about to go on their holidays. We get an alert from Business of Fashion that K18 is in the works to be acquired by Unilever. Congratulations, first and foremost. That's incredible. What made this the right time to sell the brand? And will you stay as involved as you have been? And what can fans expect? I know a lot of consumers now are really in the weeds with these acquisitions, and they get nervous that by making these big changes that their beloved products will also change. What do you have to say about that? And then can we expect that you'll still be involved?
Absolutely. First of all, nothing has changed. I continue to lead the company, and not just me, and all my team of teammates. Who inspire me and inspire the rest of the community, they continue to be very much there. Now, when you think about K18, we started this with a vision to simplify hair care and make those elaborate hair care routines less frustrating for both stylists and consumers. And if come to think about it, beauty typically requires a lot of products and a lot of ingredients that are flushed down the sink, more so when it comes to hair care. And that's not sustainable. That's not good for the environment also. But that's where, to simplify routines, you are. You need to understand biology, whether it's hair or skin. And through that, create those game-changing products. This is what attracted Unilever to us. It was our biology-first approach. It was the toolkits, our capabilities in synthetic biology, in biotechnology, that are usually accessible only to pharma startups, is where they kind of saw that in this brand and the business, there was an opportunity to actually align with that sustainability ethos that Unilever is so focused on and has been kind of a leader in that movement. So it was aligning with those. Number two, there's so much complementarity that Unilever kind of brings to this. I always had this vision of how does K18 become the global leader with that biology and a biotech first mindset. And come to think about that over there, Unilever has a very decentralized, especially the prestige that's managed by Vasiliki. She's created this very decentralized structure where it's about really nurturing the sense of what makes a brand and community. And they've done that so amazingly well, whether it's Nutrafol, Dermalogica, Paula Choice, Tatcha, all those brands are thriving within the Unilever umbrella. And that was a huge kind of validation for us. And in addition to that, Unilever's more than 60% of the business comes from emerging markets that we haven't even touched, be it China, Japan, Brazil, and Asia. And then on top of that, the understanding, when K18 is a global brand, but there's very little we understand of the globe outside of US and outside of a few markets in Europe. This is where the deep insights will set us up to really kind of get onto that vision of how do we kind of continue to kind of create game-changing innovations and do this in a very, very sustainable way. So all continues, is business as usual at K18, except that it's going to be more and more exciting in the years to come.
I'm excited. We love Unilever, and we think that this was a great move on their part. I mean, it's crazy at how young the brand is and then getting to this level. So congratulations. We tip our hat to you, Suveen. You can get Airwash not only on K18.com, but also on Sephora. So go grab it. Suveen, thank you so, so much for coming on and sharing all of your wealth of knowledge with our listeners. And thank you for allowing the brand to make our community even more excited about trying K18 products by, you know, gifting them these Airwash testers and letting them see what it's all about.
And thanks for making our hair look so good and healthy.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Kirby and Sarah, for having me. And can I tell you something? I didn't even know about this 250 testers with you. This is the first time I heard about it was on this podcast. So my team also kept it away from me.
Suveen's like, if it was up to me, I would not have let them do that.
I could have never said a no, not to your community.
Thank you.
Not to you, Kathleen, not to you, Sarah.
We appreciate you so much.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.